First and foremost, Brishus, Avi Moiri, it's a chus to have you, and we hope that you're invited back. So, there's booklets in the back. Sorry, yeah.
No problem.
So,
we have an extra here.
Oh, amazing. Grab. Okay, so we're going to go through, we're going to give really like an overview. It's going to be a little bit different. We're going to give an overview of what's coming, and anyone, please feel free to take this booklet on your own time, whenever. It doesn't have to be dafka today. Now you'll be equipped to be able to get through this sugya whenever you wish. And you have it. Elad Zvarim Asher Tassim Lefneim. We're going to start right after the shir. We're going to go through the booklet. And at 12, when the clock strikes, you know, clock strikes 12, or earlier, anyone could just take the booklet. Please take it home and enjoy. So, just as an overview, if you'll see in the first page over here, there's a basic outline of what we're coming to do. And anything in brackets is, you know, extra credit, so to speak, where it's a little bit more B.E. And those who have time and the ability should go through those as well. But if anyone wants to get through the basics, it's anything not bracketed. So, what is Pas Haba B'Kisnin? We're going to talk about Pas Haba B'Kisnin. So, Pas Haba B'Kisnin is something that's mizonos. At a surface level, it's something that's mizonos. So the Gemara goes and says in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph and Mad Aleph. It's actually the first page over here. The Gemara goes and says that what happens, when do you have to make a bracha? Lifneiem, achareiem. Do you have to make a bracha of hamotzi and then have to bench afterwards? So there's an exception when you can bring something and all it gets is a mizonos and it just gets a alamichi afterwards. The Gemara goes and says it's pas haba b'kisnin. Pas that comes B'kisnin. Does anyone know the translation of kisnin?
Do it a pocket.
Wow. Okay. So the Rishonim didn't know. But luckily we have Chazan Davis. And he was mechavin to Rabbeinu Hanano, we're going to get to one of the Pirushim. The Rishonim are grappling, trying to figure out what is kisnin. All the Gemara says is there is a concept of pas haba b'kisnin. And the halacha, what are the givens? The givens are, it's mizonos. That's a given. And another given, you make alamichya. Now the question is, what does it mean? What do the words mean? Pas haba b'kisnin. It's pas, right?
You can probably fit into your pocket.
Nope. You're one for two.
Okay.
So, take the classic example, right? Mommy makes challah. She then says, watch, I'm going to make babka. So she takes the challah, stuffs in some fudge or chocolate, and voila, you make a mizonos? It's challah. How does that work? Who said that you have the right to just, you know, not bench? It's very convenient. Everyone loves it, no benching. But why does that work? It's regular challah. So we're going to get through each and every, there's three different conditions, three different explanations what the word means, and let us begin. Yeah? So the Rashi goes along, and Rashi comes along and says, pas haba b'kisnin on the page. He says what happens, that they used to bring these kisni. Kisni were some sort of dessert item, kisni, that were, again, this is a stretch, follow this. Kisni were the item that were brought for dessert, and those items were this mizonos type of thing that was needed with maypears. He seemingly is going like the Rambam, like we're going to see, that kisnin is anything that is made not with regular water, it's made with sweetened items. So, if you have something which is made with apple juice, right? This is where the mizonos rules began, but many poskim are not so fond of them. This is where mizonos rules began because it's just apple juice. Grape juice, and then they make a proper roll. So we're gonna talk about it, but that's what Rashi learns. Kisnin are these types of dessert item that had juices in them, and therefore it's not real bread, and it's not something that you eat as bread. It's a dessert, and therefore you get a mizonos. That's Rashi and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Hananel says, like Chazan Davis, he says that it's a kiss. It's miloshen a kiss. It has a pocket. Pocket means that inside there's some sort of filling inside. So classic, let's take a hamantaschen, right? That's a pocket. Let's take a babka, a chocolate babka. It's bread, regular challah, inserted, injected with this chocolate. Now the bread also, what's the bread? The bread is solely water and flour.
Juice?
There's sugar. There's sugar. Does sugar make a difference at all? Does anyone know how the challah is made? They put sugar in?
Usually.
Usually, right. So does that make a difference? Is that going to make any difference as it pertains to nilush, which is one of the conditions also? I mean, we want to know when we're going to get to every single item. We're going to go through our rugelach, our croissants, our chocolate-covered pretzels. Pretzels are easier. All of our baked goods, our babka. We want to know if there's three conditions of pas haba bekisnin. We've done two so far. We did, nilush, it's called. It's kneaded with flavors with, juice. It's kneaded with juice. That's condition number one. One explanation. It's not a condition. It's one explanation. Another explanation is it has to have a pocket, which is the Rambam. So we want to go through every single one. Is there a pocket? Is there some filling? And then number three is the aruch, which, again, this is all in the booklet. Don't take my word for anything. Go check it out yourself. It's here. So the aruch goes and says, who is the aruch? For fun, we do history every time we can, and Sunday nights also. So who was the aruch? He was a Rishon from Rome, Reb Nassim from Romi. So he actually was very busy trying to figure out the wording of every single concept in Gemara, and he wrote a book called Sefer Aruch, and he has different Erech, Erech this, Erech that. So in Erech Kesen, Kisnin, he goes and he says, he brings another Pasuk in Nach. He brings a Pasuk in Nach that we find a precedent that it is Kisnin. He quotes from Rav Haigon, he's quoting from the Goyinim. That it's some sort of achin yevashin. It's a very crispy, flaky type of object. Now, what's the svara behind it? Those are the three. So we either have it's kneaded with juice, it's pocketed, or it's flaky. What's the svara behind it? The svara behind it is that these are not things that you're kaveya suda on. These are not things that are bread, the staple that we know of as bread, that gets a hamotzi and a birch samazim. These are
snacks?
Yeah. These are, nice, extra things, desserts, snacks that are not staples of a suda. Therefore, they get mizonos. Now, here's where it gets fun. In yeshivish, we would call it, is it a simin or a siba? Right? We all know those words. Let's see how it applies. So now, when we have these three conditions, is the condition what creates it and makes it into Pasal of a Kisnin, or is it just a sign that I'm not Kaveh Suda on it? Ready? Watch this. How is it going to play out? Is there a machlokas here? Is there a machlokas here? Do they disagree with each other? Are we going to have the Rishonim butting heads with each other when they're going to look at pure water and flour mixed with chocolate inside? So let's go through, right? It's not flaky. So according to the Aruch, that's bread. Right? It's not flaky. There's no apple juice. So according to the Rambam, that's bread. So you got one shita. We have one shita working for us. So now, if you want to get, you want to cover your back, you want to be all, conscious, halachic, cautious and conscious. So you only have one shita working for you. So, why do you make mizonos? So, the answer is, you probably have a second one, because usually it's going to have may pears inside. It's going to have some sort of juice in the dough. Yeah? But, how's that going to work? So now, here's where, are all these conditions, are they a machlokas? If it's a siba, then, because the Gemara says kisnin, very nitty-gritty, very, narrow. It says kisnin, it has to fit the criteria of kisnin. If it doesn't, it's bread. Or these are all indicators that it's not bread. It can manifest this way, it can manifest that way, it can manifest that, three different ways. They're not at head with each other. They're simply just saying expressions. And another example, if it's achin yevashin, not bread. If it's If it's nilosh and it's juice, not bread. And they're not necessarily having machlokas with each other. Everyone with me? So that's going to be the simin or the siva. Is it just a simin? Is it just indicative of the fact that it's not going to be bread? Or is it a siva that, being that it is one of these three things, or all of these three things, therefore it is not going to be pas, and rather it will be called pas habavikisna. So for show and tell, we love to do show and tell. For show and tell, luckily, I don't know who arranged the food here, but this is priceless. I'm so happy she's here. This is, you cannot get better. If you notice, it's flaky. Yeah? For all those listening, my apologies. So you can't see it. It's flaky on the top. This is achinivation. Yeah? It's filled with chocolate inside. And it is definitely with juice. It's so sweet and delicious. We highly recommend it. This is a bona fide pas habavikisna. This, no matter what, l'chol hadeis, you would make a mazonos. There's no reason to even try to potter it, to try to avoid it, to try to even be wary. This is the ultimate pas habavikisna.
Is there a shear? And is how big it should be in terms of falling into that category?
No. If it has these three categories, the one time where you have to get into shiurim, which we're not going to get into today, every time, if you look on the list, every time there's a list of Mayer Makomos, we're not getting into Sifvav. Sifvav is always in brackets. You'll notice those brown brackets is always Sifvav. Sifvav is how much Pasav HaMakisnin, right? Everyone knows the famous, you know, line, oh, you ate so much cake, you have to bench. It's a real thing. It's actually brought in halacha, Simen Kuf Samaches, Sifvav. We can go learn it. So it's in this packet also. But that, I didn't want to focus on that specifically. I want to focus on what is Pas HaBavikisna. But Sifvav, that's Siv Zayin. Sifvav, preceding that, is how much is considered a Kvius Suda. How much of this would you need to eat to then be required to bench, albeit that you made a mazonos on it? That's this cool creation. You made a mazonos. It's a mazonos. And this is definitely a mazonos. But even if you made a mazonos, and this is the ultimate pas habavikisnin, if you have enough, see, sifav, in the simen kuf samaches, then you'd have to go and bench. That's sifav, which we're not getting into. Deal? But yeah, to be within the requirement or the criteria of pas habavikisnin, it could be even the smallest amount. Okay. Now, another cool thing. When we get to nilush, within the category, subcategory of when something is kneaded with juice, there's a machlokas mechaber rama. How many svarim in the room? Don't be embarrassed. You might be in the minority, but it's okay. No svarim. Okay, how many Muranos? Okay, no Muranos. You can come out. So, we're all Ashkenazim here, so the Ramah is the Machmir here. Well, it's all how you view it, Machmir Mekel. Let's see. The Ramah goes and says that there's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mechaber as it pertains to the second condition, or the condition of the Rambam that has to be nilush. Nilush, when it's kneaded with juice, it's going to be considered pasav avakisnin. Does the juice or the sweetness have to be nicker or ikker? Sounds the same, it rhymes. But they're worlds apart. Nicker means even if it's discernible, if I could discern a sweetness, which is a very low threshold, if I could discern any sweetness, it's already in this category. So says the Mechaber. So his threshold's very, very low. Any sweetness, and then I'm going to go and tell you, it's already possible to kiss now.
So any challah and sugar you're saying is...
Thank you so much. That's exactly where I was going. What? For Svardim, Svardim should be machmir to not have any sugar in their challah. Should not have any juice in their challah. They should have real water challah, real sourdough, no ingredients. Because if you get a sweet challah or a sugar challah or, you know, the sweetness, according to the Mechaber, you should be making mazonos. Crazy. Moving on, another manifestation is that also according to the Mechaber, whereas according to the Ramah, According to the Ramah, it has to be Iker. Right? Iker means that it's definitely Rove, if not more. Definitely Rove, not more. Within the Iker, obviously, there's going to be splintering opinions. What's the Ramah's Iker? But it's definitely much, much higher than the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going to go, it has to be just discernible. Nicker. So that's as it pertains to condition number two. One other cool fact, Sfardim, again, none of them are here, but Sfardim hold that matzah is mizonos. Anyone have a Sfardi friend who just ate matzah? Yeah. You thought they were not religious. They're religious. They are following the Ram. They're following.
So what do they do with the Seder?
That's the question. How on Pesach? So they start, they quote from the Gan HaMelech. The Pesachim quote from the Gan HaMelech, who was the Ginus Vrodim, Rabbi Avraham HaKoyen from Cairo. He lived at the same time as Pri Chadash. We're in the mid-1600s. They quote from the Gan HaMelech, who goes and says, you know, so on Pesach, what do? There's no Hamotzi. That's it. But because, circumstantially, it's the only food we could have, it is the greatest kfias possible. And because of that, you therefore can make hamotzi on it. Since it is the staple of the week. And it is the only staple that you may have of the week. Therefore, you're allowed to make hamotzi on it because it is that integral to your meal. Okay, where else are we? So, regarding the siman or the siva. So here, it gets a little bit gray. Like all good things in halacha, there's a lot of gray. It's not very clear. How do we paskin? So this is where Rav Shlomo Zalman pulls the fast one. Because albeit that the nesivis, back in the day, right, every rav, they claim, every rav circa 1970, 1960, every good rav needed a telephone and Ramosha Feinstein's phone number. Because you want to be successful, you better call Ramosha Feinstein, because who else are you going to call? So, back in the day, there were always those staples. So back in the day, we're talking in the late 1700s, early 1800s, mid-1800s, every Rav had to have a Derech HaChaim, because it was the Nesivis' Siddur, and in the back, the Nesivis HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Leuberbaum, he went and he wrote a bunch of halachas. So you want to know basics? Basic halacha, the handbook, the rabbinical handbook?
It was the art scroll of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a rabbi. I didn't learn the art scroll, so I hope that's not the staple. But, yeah, it was the hand guide handbook for Rabbanim. So that's why, you know, people don't appreciate it. Now, if you hear quoted the Nesivis, it's like, oh, yeah, another name. Back then, he was the staple. He was definitely a mainstay. So he goes and he writes a fascinating thing. He's the one who actually, he writes it twice. In Maisa Nisim, his Haggadah, Shal Pesach, as well as in Derech HaChaim, Kunshas Achron. It's in the booklet, fear not. That, he goes and he says, it's all a simon. It's all a simon. These are all just expressions and examples of things that you're not Kaveh Suda on. So you want to know? You know, you only get one, you only get two, one condition, two conditions, three conditions. It doesn't make a difference. You thereby are showing that you're not Kaviyah Suda. But the problem is, he has friends. He has, the Chazon Ish goes like that. I believe the Aruch HaShulchan goes like that as well. The Bi'ur HaLacha quotes it, or Kiv Eger seems to go like that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't. And all of the standard poskim of the Notzei Kalim, Taz, Magen Avram, Graz, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, many of them disagree with this, and they learn it's actually machlikas, which has tremendous ramifications. Because if you're only going to get one condition, or two, so then you're running into a safek brachas. As crazy as it sounds ridiculous. you're running into a safek brachas. You have a regular vavka, it's a safek brachas, it might be, according to two opinions of these three, it might be challah. So a person wants to be scrupulous about this, and you know, zohir, and a bal nefesh. So they say, if it only has one condition, you should go and try to eat it within a meal.
Is that because the duras of a chaltav a sevata verachta is more?
No, because we want to patter it. We want to patter it with the bread. We don't know. It might be bread. you're going to have a sviya that will necessitate a benching afterwards, fair. But we want a patra because it might be bread. Whereas if Shlomo Zalman goes and pulls, you know, if Shlomo Zalman was definitely, he always had his finger on the pulse of what is done. So he says, it's clear that the minig ha'olam, right? Minig ha'olam, how many people make a mezonos on babka? How many people never ate babka? Okay, yeah, and not every hand went up. So it's clear that the minig ha'olam says of Shlomo Zalman, whether or not it makes sense and it's as supported in the sugya, it's clear the minig ha'olam has developed and grown and evolved to follow the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivos. One more tidbit. Where are we? One more tidbit within.
While you're thinking, did you give her heavy medicine this morning?
Yes. Then, it was liquid. It was not crackly, it was not the medicine. Let's try to bring it back in. So, where else are we? We're now going to go through the last piece over here. The Brzhaner. The Brzhaner goes and writes a fascinating thing. Who is the Brzhaner? Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of history also. The Brzhaner? Yeah.
Just a quick question.
Go.
Yeah, so you said that like babka, it could, you know, you said like, according to some post, like, you'd actually have to wash. Right?
Again, that's not what people do.
You
want to know, in the book,
yes,
is that what should come out theoretically? You only have one condition.
Okay, so I understand that the minhag evolved, that we now say mezonos.
Yeah.
Right? So why is the minhag that, you know how like you wash, right? And according to this, washing almost covers the babka to a point where there's a shita that says, if you wash, it would almost be better to wash on bread and then eat the babka with it. But what we do, like today also, is a lot of the times after a meal, we'll have dessert. Not only that, we'll make new
dinner. Okay, we'll end with this. This is the last point I want to bring out. The last point I want to bring out, thank you for bringing it up, is what about dessert? Meaning, that's the common case. The common case when you're going to have a lot of these possible bakisnin, you might have it for breakfast, you might have it for a snack, you might have it for something like that. But generally, right, you had a gourmet breakfast at the West Hempstead Community Kollel. And then they took out these perfect, all three shitas. What are these? What are they called? Pastry, Danish, exactly. Croissant, something. So you got all three shitas. It's crackly, it's filled, and it's nilush, and it has everything inside. This is perfect. So now, what bracha is this? Right, so now this gets quickly into, what do you make a bracha on dessert? We'll take a survey on this one. How many people make brachas on dessert? How many people know that there are people who make brachas on dessert? We'll start with that. Yeah? Okay, fine. So now, you know, you want to know fruit, and it gets very gray, because now what things are bo'im machmas asuda? What things are part of the meal? Which things are, you know, actually part of the schedule of this meal, if that's the way you want to explain
the menu.
Bo'im machmas asuda, part of the menu. Whereas things which are curveballs, you know, candy. Ice cream. What bracha make on ice cream? What? Shaka. So, is it a liquid?
No.
Best to make on a worm. I mean, if you have candy, it's always the best to make shaka. Because candy is not part of the average dessert. It's definitely around, but it's not bo'im machmas asuda. The average, you know, respectable meal doesn't end with sour belts. Fair? It's not bo'im machmas asuda. This is something which is totally an additive. So now when we get to Pasuk Vakisin, this is the one nafkamina where it really will make a difference. Because it's the flip side. We want to know, right? Shlomo Zalman says, the minhag ha'olam clearly is like the Nesivos and Derech HaChaim and others who learn that it's just a simen. And they're not a machlokes, the three opinions. It's just another expression that it's not going to be bread. But now flip the other way. Rabbi Kutner is bringing up, right? Flip the other way. When you're going to, this is what you meant. Shake a nod, yeah? So when you're going to have dessert at the end, so now it's the reverse.
If you make a bracha on it, what if you make a bracha?
Let's say you have one condition.
Right.
You have one condition, and according to the other two opinions, let's say you have babka. So you only have one condition of pasta baba kisna. So according to the other two opinions, it's bread. So you're just having more bread. So then, if you generally make a bracha on cake, so then if you only have one, don't. You're following me? Whereas if you have two or three, then it's a bona fide pasta baba kisnin, which would thereby, that's going to be one nafkamina, where you have to know how many conditions you have. Because one application, it's the flip, it's the reverse. One application where it's going to play out is if your dessert is a real pasta baba kisnin, then it would get and earn its own mezonos, assuming you don't say cakes are part of the average meal. But if it only has one condition, then it would be better to refrain from making a bracha. Yeah?
There's no knowing how much you're going to have in the beginning that would impact the bracha rishona.
So you're asking in Sif Vav, where we said that if you're Kaveya Suda, then you're going to have to make Hamotzi. Let's say you know you're going to be Kaveya Suda. What?
You're going to have to bench.
You're going to have to bench.
So if you. In other words, if you're going to.
Yeah. So if you know Meirosh, I'm literally having two massive croissants for lunch. Will you make hamotzi? I believe so. I have to double check.
Well, the more common application is pizza.
What's that? We're not talking about pizza. We're going to talk about it a different time. We're not going to talk about pizza because generally, there is. I'll tell you one thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and many Talmidim quoted, one slice, you're free. Now, many people say, what do you mean it's real bread? If you go and take actual bread and then melt cheese on top of it, you make hamotzi, right? Grilled cheese, you make hamotzi. Why?
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. Okay, no, but I changed it. It's a new entity. You don't see it? It's new. It's grilled cheese. I mean, you're right. I'm playing devil's advocate here, yeah? Play along. So now, it's grilled cheese.
Yeah.
The answer is no. You just took bread and covered it. So pizza dough is
sweet.
It might be sweet. Okay, fair. So we have one shita. Good,
it's
good.
For
Sfaradim, it's for sure better. For sure, because it's going to be nicker. It's going to be nicker, and it might not be icker. Fair. Good.
It might be like a pocket.
Calzone. Calzone is for sure going to be a pocket.
Pizza, because it's holding it.
Again, how do you quantify what's the qualifications of a pocket? I would assume it has to be closed. So what?
Stuffed crust.
Okay, fair.
But
the problem is like this. This is where it gets very like subjective. Are you being kaveya suda on it?
Usually.
So that's where it would be best to wash because you're being kaveya suda on it.
Even if it's one.
Even if it again, there's Rav Moshe Feinstein says you may make mezonos, but a person who wants to play it safe should wash on one. Does he have what to rely on? Yes. Did Rav Moshe Feinstein say it? Yes, as far as I know. I didn't hear it from his mouth. But that would definitely be, wait, so.
Wash and make what bracha?
I might see.
Why is that safe? If you're supposed to make mezonos.
You would wash on bread. Fair. You wash on bread. Or the crust. Can we split the slice? That's already a lum de shishayla. Okay, we're not going to get into that. I'm done. I'm now open for questions. Again?
The pastas is the pizza is not pasta
baba kisna? The pastas, I would assume it's a machlokas.
So multiple croissants, but you're saying one
of them. You should make hamotzi meirosh.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple croissants, you should make gomel.
Even though it's pasta baba kisna, but you know you're being kaveya suda on it. It'd be like your pizza. Pizza would be the raya. Pizza would be the proof.
Even though that's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, pizza's machlokas if it is.
Right.
Croissants. For sure, possible
because then. Right, so then why is pizza necessarily reflective? In other words, what's the correlation between the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona? The bracha achrona is just because you're full, so now you have to bend. Why is the bracha rishona just because I know I'm going to be full that I have to wash if it's clearly possible?
Excellent question. I need to double check. This is a sif vav shaila. So we need to double check sif vav. I can tell you what I think, but I'd rather tell you what I saw.
If you're mechaven, then it should be your meal.
So he's asking why. It's by definition, it's mitzias. It's very nature. Is this pasavah kisten? Banafai pasavah kisten. You might be saveya and velchalta v'savata uverechta afterwards, and then you got nailed, so you have to bench. But at the onset, I got all three conditions. That's the counter taina. I don't know offhand an exact marmalkim, so we'll get back to you. Yeah.
Did you bench on sushi?
Nope.
Rice.
Yeah. Rice.
Can't say
halamich either. Rice is a different bria. When you learn Hilchas Brachas.
Even if you
have a ton of it. Yeah, it's a different bria. It gets a mezonos, but it doesn't get halamich. Amazing. Thank you all for coming, and we'll start now. Yeah. I mean, so we'll just say like this, you know, if now anyone who wants to learn this can break into chavrusas. If chavrusas are comparable to marriage, so this is a first date. So everyone can just learn with whoever they want. And, you know, this is not a marriage. There's nothing, no binding. Learn whatever you want. If anyone needs to get a chavrusa, let me know. Shkoyach.